Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I hope you had a good Cyber Monday, and that was a pretty big thing for a lot of people. It'll fit right in with what I want to talk about. And this could help you if you go shopping on Black Friday next year, because I've become a seasoned professional.
Okay.
I've never been one to do Black Friday shopping, but we started a tradition several years back to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, or technically Concord, Harrisburg, I think is where it comes up on your cell phone. And we go to Great Wolf Lodge, and then we always go to the Concord Mall on Friday and do our Black Friday shopping.
Okay.
Now, one thing that is interesting, I've been doing this for 8 years, and each year I can put my finger on the pulse of the American economy.
Ooh.
I've been there on Black Fridays when it was like a week Wednesday at the mall, and that was during some pretty bad recession. It was almost scary to be at a mall on a Black Friday that was as empty as this was. This year was the single busiest day I have ever been to this mall.
Ah.
It was packed like no year before.
It was so crazy that Tom was in the food court with a red shirt on and three kids sat on his lap.
Okay.
Santa, where's your beard?
So I don't know about the whole United States, but the Southeast seems like we were doing okay on Friday. That mall was covered. Now, one thing my wife and I have done that I think I can share with you as a neat tip or a handy way to do this kind of shopping, she started taking notes. And every year, she writes down notes about what we experienced and how to handle it. So as we pulled into the mall, and this mall, like so many, even like Haywood and all that, has a limited number of entrances. And once you get in, you have the no stop sign at the front, and then you go around the outer edge and move your way inwards.
Mm-hmm.
We would always go to the back of the mall and park in this spot where I could find a spot pretty regularly, even when it was packed. But we got to realize that when it came time to leave, that was a bad move because we were at the back of the mall and we would sit in lines of traffic. So my wife and I figured out a way to park so that we would be able to exit with the least amount of traffic possible. And we literally shaved 20 or 30 minutes off of our exit time.
Wow.
Okay, so that's my tip there is to make these notes on your phone, just to put a note for when you go shopping each year and to maybe mark down the best parking lot area or something like that.
All right.
Okay. Another thing. Yeah.
I'm just saying that the Sphinx is usually like there's not a lot of, you know, problems with that when I stop.
He shops at Sphinx.
Yeah, don't buy me anything for Christmas this year. But another interesting thing we had is we were driving into Charlotte as we were approaching the outer limits of the city. I noticed a particularly tall tree. It stood out because it was so much taller than all the rest. We were on 85.
It's a Christmas tree.
It was not a Christmas tree. It looked like a tree you would expect to see in Oregon or Washington State, one of those redwoods, the giant redwoods.
You could drive through them?
As we got closer, I said, that's not a tree. That's a disguised stealth phone tower.
Get out.
That is a cell phone tower.
You sure it wasn't a deer stand that someone created?
I looked it up, Hawk.
It's the South.
Yeah, doing a little deer hunting around there.
I did a little research, and it is owned by a company called Berkeley Group, and I believe Crown Castle International. They have one group that is on it, and it is a cell phone tower. And it turns out in Charlotte, they have a law that says if you are within 400 feet of a neighborhood, you have to build a, quote, stealth tower that blends in with the natural environment.
Good.
And they say one way to do that is to stick fake branches on it. So I looked at this thing. It's not going to fool anyone from up close. It's not a tree. But it does look a lot better than
does.
A plain cell tower.
Yeah.
I think this is a genius idea. And I even looked it up online, and you can go and see, like, in Florida and places like that, they have them that look like palm trees. I mean, they totally look here as like a palm tree with these little tower things in it. They're not perfect, but they're way better than just a plain tower.
There's that one in Gaffney. It looks like a peach.
That is not a cell tower. And I didn't think it looked like a peach.
Okay.
We thought it was someone mooning us.
Honestly, though, you think about it, that water tower, is you like it better. Everybody talks about the Gaffney peach.
Right.
So they should do that. I think all cell towers should be dressed up.
I agree.
Dress it on up, girls, and also water towers. Just like they did the Gaffney peach.
Okay, a lot of water towers are decorated, but a lot aren't.
Nothing like the Gaffney peach.
I think they should make the cell towers look like trees, and I think they should make the water towers look like UFOs.
There you go.
Because if you put some blinking lights on it and painted it like it had windows with little aliens inside, that would be awesome.
Or just put some Christmas lights on it. We'll just celebrate Christmas year-round just like my
Uncle Bud does. That's not a good idea. But painting it like an alien UFO, that would be funny. Now, the problem is you would have a certain number of people that would shoot at it, and you'd have another certain percentage of people that would call 911 every time they saw it, but it'd still be worth it for the humor.
Probably so.
Don't you think?
Quick question.
Okay.
Do they, like, if you own some land and they come in here and say, hey, I want to put a cell tower on your land, do you get paid?
Yes.
Is it like monthly? They give you like a monthly?
They rent the land from you.
You know what? I need to contact them. I don't know if my homeowners association will agree to it. But
no.
Just make it look like a tree.
Yeah. Like, wow, Hawk's got a huge tree back there.
And wow, his kids all have weird lesions. But I'm sure he's making 50 or 80 bucks a month, so it's worth it.
What a trade-off.
No, it's got to be more than that. If they use your farmland for...
I'm sure they pay you some reasonable amount that you think is worth it to you. Mm. If it's in Charlotte, they got to decorate it.
And honestly, I think they should decorate that tree, that cell phone tower tree that you saw on the way up there.
No, not decorate it for Christmas.
I think that'd be good, though. You think about it.
That would be expensive and hard. That thing's huge, man.
Well, it'd be an attraction like the Gaffney Peach.
What are the leaves made of?
Some kind of thick, metally looking stuff. Okay. I don't know. I wasn't that close to it.
Oh, it's a fake cell phone tower. It's not a real one.
That's no fun.
No.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.